From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Signs point to a terrorist attack against a Russian passenger plane. British officials say evidence is pointing to the detonation of an explosive device as the cause of Saturday's mid-air breakup and crash of a Russian jetliner after it departed Sharm el-Sheikh Airport in the Sinai, bound for St. Petersburg, Russia. All 224 people on board perished aboard the Metrojet A321 Wednesday. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond spoke after meeting with his government's Crisis Response Committee.
We believe there's a significant possibility that the aircraft could have been brought down by an explosive device.
Experts are also examining the wreckage in the Sinai Desert for any signs of terrorism, while some reports say forensic examinations have revealed shrapnel in some of the victims. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the disaster, but has so far not presented any firm evidence to back it up. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has dismissed Islamic State's claim as propaganda in an effort to damage Egyptian security and stability. Top U.S. diplomats say 85% to 90% of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson was among those giving that assessment in testimony Wednesday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Despite our urging, Moscow has yet to stop the Assad regime's horrific practice of barrel bombing the Syrian people. So we know that Russia's primary intent is to preserve the regime.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told reporters that less than 10% of Russian airstrikes in Syria are targeting the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea Thursday as tensions grow with China over Beijing's maritime expansion in the region. Carter was traveling with his Malaysian counterpart, Hisamuddin Hussein. The two boarded the U.S. aircraft carrier U.S. Theodore Roosevelt as it sailed the South China Sea off the coast of Malaysia. In announcing his visit Wednesday, Carter said it is a symbol of our commitment to the region and to focusing more U.S. attention on the Asian-Pacific nations after years of focus on the Middle East. Carter and Hussein are observing the aircraft carrier's fighter jet operations and are being briefed by Navy officers on some recent maneuvers. The brief cruise by the two takes place days after a U.S.-guided missile destroyer sailed within 22 kilometers of the Ruby Reef in the Spratly Island archipelago. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins elections this weekend, she will take a post above the president to skirt a constitutional ban on her holding office.
I said if we win and the NLD forms a government, I will be above the president.
It's a very simple message.
At Thursday's press conference, Aung San Suu Kyi elaborated on her role of acting above the president. She also expressed concern about whether election officials will adequately respond to allegations of irregularities in the preparation for Sunday's vote. Taiwan's President Ma Ying-jeou says his meeting Saturday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping is not meant to influence his island's elections in January. Instead, he says it's about trying to promote more normal ties and help the island have more say in the international community. Ma is hoping that the leaders of the countries will move forward and take the first step in making meetings between cross-strait leaders a normal affair. Ma said that, in the way, whoever is elected president in Taiwan can continue to push forward the relationship. He also said he hoped the meeting would help ease China's efforts to isolate Taiwan internationally. The parliament in the Maldives voted Thursday to impeach its vice president, Ahmed Adib, who was arrested last month on suspicion of being involved in an assassination attempt against the country's president. The vote was 61 members in favor, none against. It came a day after President Abdullah Yameen declared a 30-day state of emergency because of a threat to national security. Yameen's wife and two other people were wounded in a September explosion on his speedboat. The president wasn't hurt in what officials have deemed an attempt to kill him. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.